Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Challenging morning for many, to say the least. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, I had a feeling this would happen initially. Pittsburgh Public Schools had posted a two-hour delay, but now, due to the number of schools currently without power, Pittsburgh Public Schools are closed today. That's significant because, as the largest school district in the region, then you have North Allegheny in terms of size also closed. The list of closings and delays has grown significantly just in the past half hour alone. So Pittsburgh Public Schools closed today. KDKRadio.com, we have the entire list. And there are many who started with delays who have changed their minds too. Not only some schools don't have power, a lot of the people in homes don't have power, and it creates tremendous challenges for getting kids ready.
Hundreds of thousands of customers at this hour still on a quick little traffic note here, Larry. I don't know if Ellen got to mention this or not. I was busy behind the scenes, but the people at PennDOT say the HOV lanes will stay closed this morning. Apparently, there's a damaged gate.
Okay. She did early reference that, but never hurts to bring that up again. We have such a massive turnover of audience, especially now in the cars, because so many people are without power. They don't have internet service. They don't have television. Hopefully you have a battery backup or your phone. How are you going to charge your phone if you don't have any power? How are you going to charge your car if you have an electric vehicle that you rely on charging at home? How are you going to take care of the food that's in your refrigerator? How long? Typically, they give you a four-hour window if you don't open the doors on the refrigerated area. In the freezer section, you have more latitude. And again, as long as you don't open the doors. But then at some point, you got to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's expensive. I don't have to tell you. You know, what if you have a family of four and you got a refrigerator full of food? That alone. And then people who have had issues, including our own producer, who couldn't get the garage door open because the power's out. There is a latch on most of them, a pull chain, that disengages it from, if you have electric garage door opener, a lot of people do, that allows you to open that door. So many, many challenges.
Now, Ed Gainey got a look at the storm damage last night. One of the stories we're working on for an upcoming newscast is some comments from the mayor. He will also be holding a news conference this morning with the representatives from Public Safety, Public Works, and Duquesne Light. That's at 10:15, and we'll be covering that, of course, because of the widespread damage, just the city of Pittsburgh alone. I mean, the vast majority of the power outages for Duquesne Light are within city limits.
And so, to that end also, state of emergency declared in Forest Hills by their mayor, Porco, because of the damage and the cleanup that's going to take place now. They've been working around the clock. And by the way, I heard Paul Alexander talk to Carlos, you know, the tree guy, Marty's guy, and I can't imagine how busy they will be. And that said, advising people, if there's wires down or a tree's leaning on your house, get an expert that knows what they're doing. And some that could be a real dangerous situation. And we certainly don't want anyone else hurt. We heard of one electrocution you mentioned, Southside Slopes. Apparently, a man tried to move a live wire with a stick. I don't know the details, but electrocuted. And another person apparently officially killed due to storm damage in Allegheny County. Now, this is widespread. You look at Beaver County, a lot of closings for schools. Armstrong County, their schools are closed. Beaver Area School District closed. So you can go to kdkradio.com and 866-391-1020. Would like to hear what you're dealing with and what your neighborhood is like or how your commute is going. 866-391-1020 on the Big K Morning Show. Well, today's weather, remarkably different. Cool with a high of 71, but sunshine, that'll add to the folks who are cleaning up. And we've got Sonia on the Big K Morning Show. Where are you, Sonia?
I'm in Penn Hills, Verona area.
And what have you encountered? Do you have power?
Oh, no. Haven't had power since 5:36 yesterday afternoon. What gets me is I have Duquesne light, but the people that live behind me on that street have light. Their light never went out. The people further down the street on Mark Drive, they have light. And the people on Grove Road, they had lights. So I don't understand. Are we on a separate grid or what? Half of Mark Drive don't have lights.
Well, usually when that happens, and Paul, you know this stuff pretty well, there's a single issue that's causing the direct line to where you are of some damage. Right, Paul?
Yeah, that's how it usually turns out. Either it's a single home or several homes that can be in the middle of a neighborhood with power in the rest of the neighborhood.
And I had called twice.
Well,
and the first time I called...
You got a person?
No.
Okay.
It was a cording. Third time I called was a person, and she told me she couldn't tell me anything because they were so busy and they're doing emergency phone calls, and I don't have an emergency. I just don't have no power.
Yeah, well, it can feel like an emergency if you don't have power, and the longer you're without power,
it gets worse. Correct. And I'm not the only one. My neighbors don't have it either, and some of them got kids, and I haven't heard anything about Penn Hills outages. I hear everybody else has outages, but not Penn Hills. And I'm wondering if they know that there's outages out here.
Oh, they know. Trust
okay.
me, they know. Hang
All
in
right.
there. Appreciate you calling, Sonia.
Thank you, sir. It's the first time I'm calling. I hardly ever listen to the radio, but I did today.
Well, in that case, we really appreciate you. And also, if you just joined us, Pittsburgh Public Schools are closed today. Initially, they thought, based on some power restoration potential, but too many schools without power just not going to do it today. So that's a major change. Pittsburgh Public Schools closed today. 866-391-1020. And Paul, we had talked about a four-way stop when you come to a traffic signal that's inoperable or flashing. And you'd be surprised how many people are unaware of it.
I have, even when the power's working, you know, you come to a four-way stop, I'm amazed at the number of people who do not understand who has the right of way at a four-way stop. It's real simple. If you get there before someone else does, then you have the right of way. But if you come to the intersection and there are people that are waiting with you in the opposite directions, the person on the right proceeds first.
A big question, because it appears that at our peak, we had over 400,000 homes without power, which I can't ever remember that many in any situation. That said, what do we, because we at one point had come down considerably, but we bounced back up.
Yeah, we did. Let me see where we're at right now. It's at 213, over 213. It's down about 5,000 from the last time I checked from Duquesne Light. And then in Allegheny County, it's down just slightly from 34,000. The other two major outage areas would be Washington County. It's over 25,000 there, 50,000 customers in Westmoreland. So,
all right, this is a big question and a issue sometimes inside a household on how long you can keep food in your refrigerator safely. So I thought you'd appreciate this. A refrigerator, according to this, is artificial intelligence overview. So what this is AI has gone through various information and websites and collected this information. A refrigerator can typically maintain a safe temperature for food for about 4 hours without power if the door is kept closed. However, a full refreezer can maintain the temperature for approximately 48 hours if it's kept closed.
Well, that's good news.
Now, according to, and this is from foodsafety.gov, so this is the official, same thing, the USDA notes keeping food safe during an emergency refrigerator will keep food safe for up to 4 hours, again, if the door is closed. Discard refrigerated perishables such as meat, poultry, fish, eggs, leftovers, especially leftovers, after 4 hours.
This is the stuff in the fridge, not the freezer.
Yes, in the regular refrigerator. So they're, you know, raw or leftover cooked meat, and there's a pretty substantial list. And for many people, Paul, the power outage was over 12 hours ago.
Right.
In the 5 p.m. hour when that first line of high winds hit the region. And when we say high winds, Paul, you reported 71.3 miles per hour was recorded at Pittsburgh International.
That is the third strongest gust of wind ever recorded at the airport,
which is just shy of hurricane force. And that's why we've seen roof ripped off buildings at the Oakmont site where the U.S. Open is preparing for a world event. They had built and have built all over the course. And I saw them myself a couple of weeks ago, these massive structures, these tent-like structures. And one of them, man, that's a hundreds of people could fit inside that. The roof's gone, completely gone. You know what that reminded me of? When I saw in Tampa, when the roof was taken off Tropicana Field, where the Rays play, mm-hmm. during one of the hurricanes, because it was a material. It survived all those storms, all those years. It's still not repaired.
No, it's a mess. They're playing their games in Tampa at the Yankees AAA Stadium.
So we're going to check with the National Weather Service. The good news today is the weather's going to be good for cleanup, of which there will be a lot of it, 71 and sunny. But we've got 83 expected tomorrow with more thunderstorms. I want to ask about that and get the details. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard and anchorman Paul Rasmussen. 71.3 miles an hour at Pittsburgh International. That's the wind, and you said the third strongest in recorded history in Pittsburgh?
Yep, right out there at the National Weather Service office in Moon. It's adjacent to the airport.
And that first line of showers with that wind burst, the straight line winds, in most cases there were tornado warnings. We haven't confirmed where exactly they were located, but the first one was late afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour in Beaver County and then Allegheny County. And looking at the radar, Paul, once I saw that some of the red, which indicates thunderstorm activity, it wasn't the thunderstorm in and of itself with the lightning. It was the winds ahead of the storm, and once it hit, did major damage in a relatively short period of time.
Just some of the video I've seen and pictures of trees that look like they were snapped in half, power poles, similar damage to power poles. And then just my own experience when the storm started to come through, I went to the window to watch, and when I got there, one of the most intense wind gusts had the trees bent over like we would see in a hurricane down in Florida or Louisiana.
many roofs damaged, siding, shingles, trees down. Let's go to Patty in Dormont, right next to Mount Lebanon, which was also hit hard. Patty, good morning.
Good morning, and God bless everybody. I hope you're all safe. I live across from Dormont Park, and I did see a tree ripped out by the roots. And there were two people running up through the park with their dog that just got missed by getting hit by this tree. There are now at least 12 trees down in Dormont Park and power lines down. The fire department came and put up caution tape all over the park. Unfortunately, people can't wait to go take their pictures, and they're putting themselves in danger going down in this park so they can take a photograph. So if you could tell people to observe the caution tape that the authorities are putting up to not go into these areas because it's not safe. And four of us out of five on our block do not have power. Everyone else around us has power. There's siding ripped off and parts of roofs ripped off. So it was pretty devastating around here.
Well, Patty, that was a very comprehensive report from Dormont. We appreciate
that.
We
should sign Patty up.
Yeah, Patty, you're signed up. You're going to be a Cub reporter. All right, appreciate you checking in.
God bless everybody and stay safe.
You be safe, too. Yeah, she actually did a good job of encapsulating what's going on just in their area.
Right, and she made a really good point about wait to take your pictures. Make sure it's safe first. You don't want to come across a live wire. We already have one death due to that in the Southside Slopes area. You just don't know.
And, you know, texting with Marty Griffin this morning, he had captured, and people had sent him some videos of in progress wind yesterday when it hit, and the trees that hit homes and that damage, and that sinking feeling for people when something like that happens. But Marty also and I were texting that this is as widespread as we can remember a storm system that damaged so much.
But you know? At least we were warned adequately and in well in advance. People had a chance to prepare and or at least be aware that it was possible.
100%. And we thank the National Weather Service for that.
Speaking
their team
of which,
meteorologists.
I'm wondering how much rain came down. Let me see if I can find anything here.
Did you notice any hail with the storm system?
No, I did not.
Neither did I. When they reported tornadoes, did anyone see a funnel cloud? And if you did, 866-391-1020.
I've seen no reports of that. My weather app says that we got 1.2 inches of rain in my neighborhood in
that's
that 24-hour period.
That's a lot, Paul, in that period of time.
You should have seen the street was a river for a while.
But it came, first of all, that burst of the wind that did the damage was right at the leading edge of the storm system. Those it's called when the wind comes like that, you have the potential when you hear a micro burst, and we'll sort through this with the National Weather Service here, or if you lost your roof or a tree slammed into your home, I guess it doesn't matter what you call it, the damage is done. But the straight line winds associated with thunderstorms, that's why any thunderstorm, when we say, based on what AccuWeather and the National Weather Service say, can produce damaging wind gusts and downpours, that's exactly what they're talking about. Only in this case, it was much more intense because we had temperatures flirting with 80 degrees, and in minutes, it was 20 degrees colder.
I'm thinking, Larry, based on just what we've heard and seen so far and some of the comments from officials, I'm going to say that this may wind up being one of the most destructive storms in the city and the region's history.
When it comes to the wind damage, you're right. And it's taking and will take a long time to restore everybody's power. When you consider at its peak, over 400,000 homes without power.
Yeah, 215, almost 216,000 outages on Duquesne Light's outage map. And then Allegheny County for West Penn Power, 31, almost 32,000 outages. The other two counties heavily hit. Washington's at 25,000, just over 50,000 in Westmoreland.
And we're going to check in. Rich Fitzgerald is going to be in studio in our 7 o'clock hour. And, you know, for 12 years he ran Allegheny County. And obviously when emergencies happen, I'll be interested to hear his take and what the game plan is when something like this happens. All coming up on the Big K Morning Show, and more on the weather next and traffic.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, last night on the South Side.
No, I've never seen this much damage. I've been in here 55 years, and I've never seen it like that, like this.
Yeah, it was a night to remember, and that's Mayor Ed Gainey talking about the damage he was surveying just in the South Side alone.
Yeah, and he'll be holding a news conference this morning on the disaster response at 10:15. We'll be covering that. Now, fortunately, Larry, we had repeated warnings about the weather on Tuesday morning.
Right now, we're looking at all kind of hazards being a potential damaging wind, large hail, and maybe even a tornado.
Spot on, meteorologist Jason Frazier from the National Weather Service. And you're right, Paul, people at least were conscientious of the fact that it could happen and certainly did.
And I can say that I haven't seen any reports of severe hail damage, so at least that wasn't part of the package. Now, in terms of the cleanup, if you're dealing with downed trees, make sure you know what you're doing, or better yet,
whatever area you are in, there's a tree service, local tree service. So make the call and do the right thing and get it done professionally.
And Carlos knows that world, and what he's suggesting is, particularly if trees are leaning against a home or have crashed into a home or live wires, you don't know necessarily the danger. So he's saying in those cases, make sure you get a professional.
You know, any line that's on the ground at this point should be considered a live wire.
Yeah, it's a obvious deadly hazard, and we saw that happen last night on Southside Slopes, where a man apparently was trying to move a wire with a, well, reported as a branch or stick, and you would think, I mean, just stay away from live wires, because a branch that's wet isn't going to insulate. And don't do it on your own. Report it and call 911. And 911 had issues last night because of the number of phone calls.
Thousands of calls. The system was overwhelmed for a time, but it's all up and running just fine this morning.
And we'll keep you posted. Coming up, Rich Fitzgerald will be in studio with us in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll also hear from Allegheny County Executive Sarah Inamorato.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.